Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson. In the studio with me, I have Billy Heron of our Crane Trust Nature and Visitor Center. Good morning, Billy.
Morning.
It's so good to have you here.
It's always good to see you.
I know, and there is a lot going on out at the Crane Trust. Tell us what's happening.
We're going to be very busy this the end of this month and the month of June.
Okay, well, what's
starting
happening?
Starting with May 31st, we have Family Saturday. That's going to be from 10 o'clock to 11:30, and the theme is celebrating birds.
Oh.
It's Nebraska Bird Month, so we're going to do some bird watching. Some bird-themed crafts and activities. We're talking about taking the kids out on a little nature walk. Now, if you've ever been to the Crane Trust, we have a great little walk through the channel of the river. So we'll take the birds, take the kids out there and see what kind of birds we can see in the river.
Oh, my gosh. So who is this best for?
This would be good for kids between 8 and 12.
Oh, that's a good age.
You know, even younger. The younger ones will have a good time.
That's good.
If nothing else, you can just take them out and get some of that exercise for them.
Oh, my gosh. And always dress for the weather because it's Nebraska after all, right?
We never know. At least we can count our blessings. It's not snowing.
So, exactly. So, please wear your long pants just in case and spray for bugs.
We do have spray right there as you walk out the door. We'll have the tick spray. Now, if we take you out into the nature section, that's where you're going to want to wear the tick spray and the bug spray. And again, it's nature and it is Nebraska.
It is Nebraska. All right. Now, what else do you have coming up?
On June 10th, we have the Potluck Speaker Series. Now, this one's very close to my heart because I set this one up.
Okay.
This month, we're going to have Emma Roberts. She is it's a whole mouthful of say here. She's our Lila Wilson Senior Biological Mentoring Fellowship. She's one of our interns, really nice gal. She's from Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
And she's going to talk about what's going on with her job. She's going to tell you what it's like in the day of the life of an intern.
Ooh.
And she'll be doing about her research on bumblebees, then also on pollinators. You know, they get out there and they go in through the fields and they tag birds. There's so many things that they do, and she's going to talk about that.
That's great, and that's Tuesday, June 10th. It's your Potluck Speaker Series, right?
And that will be from, dinner starts at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
The speaker starts at 7. And if we encourage people to bring a dish to share, but if you don't, that's okay. We're all a bunch of old grandparents. We have plenty of food. If you come to one of our potlucks and starve, it's your own fault.
I love that. I'm kind of the same way. I do love a good potluck. Okay, so with the Pollinator Festival that's coming up, when is that?
That will be June 20th to the 21st.
Okay.
Now, we're going to have that start at 2 to 6 on Friday,
mm-hmm.
And this is open to the public for free.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll have all sorts of little crafts the kids can do. Again, we'll take them out on a nature walk. When I left, Megan was working on bird bingo.
That sounds fun.
I think I'm going to be making the seed bombs, but I'm not sure if she's got me a table for that yet or not.
Seed bombs. Tell me about a seed bomb.
You put pollinator seeds inside of mud and cat litter, and we actually can afford fresh cat litter this month. You make it wet like a little mud, and then you put the seeds in there, and you throw them out in the fields.
That's to
encourage milkweed and such plants. And when it rains, they melt and they germinate.
That is fantastic, especially you think about the county roads and how it's so pretty out there.
Yeah.
That's a really cool idea. I never.
Yeah,
heard
we have
of
a,
that
and
before.
Then we have a shooter.
A shooter.
Yeah, where you turn around, it's like a slingshot. And you turn around and shoot these seed bombs out in the field.
Instead of pumpkin chunking,
You're
chunking seeds. This would be a lot of fun. I love this. Now, and it has to be done during spring so they can pollinate good?
Yeah.
This is really
cool.
Well,
and this is like, you know, you want to get your butterflies and bees that are just starting to come back now. Now, I was at Hall County Park yesterday, and the butterfly garden over there had tons of bumblebees.
Ooh!
So, you know, this is what we're gearing for, is to get the bees. And, of course, your hummingbirds.
Yes.
Your hummingbird moths. You know, they all love those plants.
And they need them. So you guys, this is a really good deal. This sounds like a lot of fun.
And there'll be snacks.
And anybody can do this.
Anybody can do this.
All right. And how long is the Pollinator Festival going on for?
From 2 to 6 on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Then again on Saturday morning from 10 to 4.
Oh, this will be great.
And it is a lot of fun. I mean, and there's going to be different stations. We'll have some live things out there. You know, you never can tell what we'll find.
Oh, it sounds
goodness
wonderful.
Knows we got plenty of garter snakes out there. You want to hold a garter snake?
Well, I'm not afraid of garter snakes.
There you go.
I'm the one that has to get them when they're around. It's like, they might urinate on me.
It's
like
fun
a
to
frog.
It's fun to watch the kids out there in the grass. You know, they'll see all these garter snakes. They're walking around. I have been down on the ground. Getting a photo of a snake.
Oh,
see, more than once.
Don't have the fear.
No.
They're good for us, right? All right. So then you have something else coming up. What is
for
it?
For the adults.
What is going on?
On June 20th, that night, Friday night.
Yes.
We're going to have the Bison Bash.
Oh, I love it. Tell me about it.
This is going to be an outdoor concert. The doors will open at 6. Music runs from 7 to 10. We have Trouble Alliance from Grand Island.
Okay.
And we have Emily Dunbar from Hastings as our performers. We're going to have Back Alley Bakery in Hastings. If you've never tried their stuff, it is to die for. She makes cakes and goodies that just, And they're going to be our food truck. And we're going to have First Street Brewery for beer and available for purchase.
Perfect. This is going to be so much fun. And who's it sponsored by?
This is sponsored by Horsepower Today and Smith Pauley Attorneys.
This is fantastic. Okay, and we just love. So can people make donations if they want to the Crane Trust?
It's always welcomed. It's always welcomed. That's what keeps us going is donations. We are a nonprofit.
Right. That's why you're on this show and why we love you.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Free admission for the Bison Bash. Bring a long chair, definitely. It's a Saturday, June. Or did you say Saturday, June 20th?
The Bison Bash is June 20th, Friday, the June 20th.
Friday. That's right. Get your days right, Renee.
Yeah.
Doors open at 6 and entertainment 7 to 10. This is good. Brews, tunes, and prairie views. I love it.
We have a great fire pit out there. So, it's just going to be singing under the stars.
I love it. Well, Billy, it is always a pleasure to have you come on the public affairs program. We'll have you back soon.
You enjoy that t-shirt, too.
I will. I'm going to be wearing it tomorrow. Don't pet the fluffy cows is what it says. And you can about imagine. Thank you, Billy.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning into the Public Affairs Program. Have a great rest of your day.